Filmed in front of a live studio audience at the Woody Guthrie Center, it's time for the newest episode of Tulsa Little Jam!
What's happening, everybody? Welcome, welcome, everyone, to another edition of Tulsa Little Jam. Very glad to have you guys here. I'm super excited, actually, especially tonight, because I'm wearing white. Because I have been on the search for an amazing Latin band, and I found this young lady who is amazeballs. So in honor of our Latin heritage, we're all wearing white, of course.
Eww.
We called each other, we planned this.
2 weeks in advance.
Right? It's just amazing. That's really sad for me. I'm very excited to introduce Linka tonight, because this band is a talent powerhouse. They've blown my mind. They don't believe me, but I've actually been rocking out to them when I've been running. I've been rocking out in the car. It is an amazing, amazing sound that I'm really excited to get to. But first, I realize, after our opening episodes, nobody in the production of this entire show even realized, including myself, that I have never said on camera, and we've never put it actually a little title on the screen saying my name. So with that, my name is Juan Pablo Martin Reynoso. I am the host of Tulsa Little Jam. Don't you forget it. And from now on, in post-production, we're going to make sure it's also on there for the people that can't pronounce it correctly so that they can see it as I say it. So guys, with that, welcome to this special edition of Little Jam, because I want to call like Tulsa Little Latin Jam, because we got a little soul and sexy salsa sound going on tonight. Give it up for Linka!
Thank you, gracias, gracias. My earring just fell off. It's too lit up here, y'all. We auditioned for NPR Tiny Desk with this song. We didn't win, but we got a shout out. Top 100 submissions. So maybe next year, you never know.
The fine view of homosexuality.
He said.
Isolating our culture. Isolating our culture.
Hey.
Culture.
He said, tu sonrisa vale mil orquídeas.
Oh, shit, yeah. Gotta give it up.
Yeah, yeah. He said that I remind him of the legendary Galo.
Oh, shit, yeah. Gotta give it up.
Yeah, yeah. He bought me tacos de asada con limón y cilantro.
Oh, shit, yeah. Gotta give it up. Yeah, yeah.
We laid on the pavement while we listened to the Strokes.
Oh, shit, yeah. Gotta give it a yeah, yeah.
I'm wishing for someone like you. Wishing for someone like you. Contest as Frida Kahlo.
Oh shit, yeah. Gotta give it up, yeah, yeah.
He said, play me your favorite Celia Cruz song.
Oh shit, yeah. Gotta give it up, yeah, yeah.
He gave me flowers in his car while we kissed in the dark.
Oh shit, yeah. Gotta give it up, yeah, yeah.
She said, I think of you when I lay in bed at night.
Oh, shit, yeah. Gotta give it up, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm wishing for someone like you. Wishing for someone like you. wishing for someone like you.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Arts Alliance of Tulsa.
I do not know about you guys, but I was not dancing in the back of the room the entire time. You did not see me. That was another little short Spanish guy wearing a white shirt and a como se llama t-shirt.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I see you.
We're representing.
For real.
Representing. So guys, really, that was just, I'm sure there was one person that kept, our friend Amber kept looking over at me because I was like getting into it with the,
yes.
I don't want to say it because it's a dirty word, but.
Well, you got to say it
on
now.
Stage.
Shit, what was it? What was the thing? Shit.
Oh, shit.
You got to give it up. Boop, boom, boom. That was just like, I love it. I just loved the groove and everything about your music. Blows my mind. And earlier, she had said that Mayor Bynum, actually, the mayor of Tulsa, for those who are watching on Prime or out there in the universe.
Mayor of OKC.
Oh, the mayor of OKC.
Yes.
So when Mayor Bynum sees me tagging him that I sent, he's going to have no idea what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
Both mayors.
I'm happy I cleared that up.
So it's a really good thing I pay attention to these things. But he's a really cool mayor, too.
Yes, he just announced for the very first time ever, Pride Week. For the very first time, which is a really big deal. So I'm proud. I'm proud of our mayor. I'm proud.
Yeah. And that said, it was one of the things that some people were like, well, they're based in Oklahoma City. And I was like, but this band, man, I had to have them. Branjay Jackson, who was the our very first, she was our inaugural episode, our premiere episode of Tulsa Little Jam. Mm-hmm. She sent me a text randomly in a day, and she's like, you have got to call Linka. And I said, who the hell is Linka? And she's like, you have to, as if I would have already known. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't know who that is.
Get it right.
I did, and so I Googled her right away, and and I was hooked from the instant. I downloaded every song
at the gym.
iTunes. I rock out to it at the gym. I do weird moves at the gym now because of it. As a result, I do it in the car, looks and stuff like that. So what is it? How did it be? Oh, so my point is that I brought them here, but it's kind of a symbol about how the two cities, Oklahoma City and Tulsa as well, are actually, because of the two mayors, they actually have known each other for I think like 20 years. So there's like a kinship between the two cities. So why not? We should be sharing love across the whole state for this.
I love that.
The whole state should be jamming out, and the whole state should be jamming out to you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
This isn't even an interview. This is just me showering praise. I'm not going to ask her any questions.
I don't mind.
Point. You've seen the episode, some of them, so you know I'm a buffoon. So there you go. Yeah. But tell me a little bit about, first, let's get the basics. How did you guys start?
Okay, well, we actually went, Dan and I went to the Academy of Contemporary Music in Oklahoma City under UCO, and he studied production, I studied vocal performance, and we just kind of clicked.
Yeah, writing cheesy love songs at
first. We have evolved, you guys. Wow, no. It was not cute at first.
We played our first show at Halloween in 2015, and it was all like, it was almost like karaoke. And I was wearing a Mickey or a Minnie Mouse dress.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Wonder Woman.
I was Wonder Woman. It was
us two first, and it was pretty bad. But this guy was there.
He saved the whole band.
But this guy was here. We went to high school together, and he just happened to be there, drunk off his ass, and that was amazing. He's like,
we should play together
sometimes. So.
So it was really, really cool because Salvador, he plays guitar, and he's an amazing guitarist. And then you have Dan, production, the brains of Linka. He's just amazing. And then you got me, you know, bilingual lyrics and catchy melodies. I like making it catchy. I like pop. I do. But they kind of, they like, I don't know. Salvador like, likes punk. And like, and Dan, I mean, they love, he loves the Strokes, and it's just different kinds of genres. We're all very different, so we put, you know, all of it together, and it just becomes Linka, you know?
Yeah.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Coast to Coast Motors.
Thank you so much. It's really an honor to be here tonight. I was walking around this beautiful museum, and I saw... Dang, can I talk? Just kidding. I saw the picture that said, "We are all immigrants." And I really loved seeing that here because I think Woody Guthrie was really real in his music and he had a message. And I think it meant a lot for him at the time to be able to talk about, you know, the truth. And we are all immigrants. We really are. Yes, yes. Except for the Native Americans. Which we should talk about that, like, for real. Yeah, This Land Is Your Land. Yes, that song was just incredible. And he's definitely an inspiration of mine. A lot of different artists are inspiration of mine. I try to talk about real things. You know, I sing in Spanish a lot, but it's also to challenge my audience, you know? Just, you don't really have to know what I'm saying. You can just enjoy it, you know? It's my culture, you know? So it's an honor to be here tonight. And we can...
Tengo pena, nada más de la...
you. Thank you so much.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Riley's Wine and Spirits.
Are you influenced by, is it a mood influence or is it a musical influence that the way you approach each individual song?
I don't know.
Because Campana, for instance, the new one that you played tonight,
yes.
Campana felt a bit different from the rest.
Oh, yeah.
It felt a little more like throwback, like let's go to Rio and just get down kind of feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that day we
like should be wearing a giant banana hat or something.
Yes.
Plátano.
Plátano. My little plátano. Dan, my little plátano.
No. We listened to Celia Cruz all day that day, and we're like, let's just write a Celia Cruz song. Kind of influenced.
It was inspired by Celia Cruz, just her belts and just her catchy lyrics. That was a song.
And at the on this version, there's I sample Celia Cruz like thing at the end.
Yeah,
that was on there. So
that's also a really cool thing. He gets a lot of old vinyls and listens to them over and over, and then picks a little snippet and then samples it and brings it to me, and I add on to it. So it's a really cool process that we have between all three of us.
Yeah, and sampling, by the way, I feel like gets a lot of flack and stuff. Like I've heard some people say it's musicians being lazy and stuff like that. But I think you guys are a prime example of a musical talent that is able to blend it in a seamless way that makes it feel original at the same time while infusing it heavily with all the originality behind the rest of the music.
Exactly. It's like... Sure. Of course, if the whole basis of the song is a sample, then no. We need to be creative with it. We need to add on to it. If I wasn't here, what would it be? Or now that I am on the sample, I got to better it, evolve it, add different kinds of, because a lot of these samples are old samples from years and years and years before. So it's really amazing. I just think about those artists to know that, Linka from 2019 is sampling their, vocal part or whatever, and then we're making it into this whole new thing. It's really beautiful.
It's a pain in the ass too, because a lot of the vinyl is like out of tune, and I'm like, Sal, what the hell is going on? Yeah. Like, how do we play this guitar part?
We
over
have to
this?
Work that out too.
Hours of frustration. But.
That's true. Yeah, that's why he does that, and I just wait for it.
Me and Sal are just like, we haven't slept in days. You're like, what is this garbage? Then we have to fix it again.
No. Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
All day, every day.
Do you feel like because of the process involved with all the the layers and stuff of the musicality behind each song, does that, because we had talked about it during the break, that I love Campana. I love Campana.
Yeah.
But you hadn't actually, it's very popular, but you still haven't actually recorded that one yet. But you said you had told me that you started laying down some of the
track. The old stuff we did was like, we just did it in one day, and it's been there ever since. But it's definitely a fan favorite.
Does it take a lot longer though to record a song just because of all those layers?
I think it depends on the song.
Yeah,
because some songs definitely start off one way and then they end up in a completely different direction. Like Chicana Baby.
It's like 9 months.
The original. Like, so what was it called? The
Home Run. It was like
Home Run.
It was like an indie strokes type song, and now it's
it's completely different from.
Yeah,
it is
and it's
now.
So fun. I think what happens is we like to press refresh sometimes in our songs. We
get different influences and stuff. Yeah. We're like, oh, Marvin Gaye's way cooler than that band. Let's go for that or something.
Yeah,
so I would say it's a lot of other artists' influence than mood. I don't know. I don't know. It's a mixture of both.
Gotta listen to the greats,
Yes, always the greats. Just the greats.
I think it's cool. I mean, the evolution of... It's just the evolution of art, It's not complete. It's actually never complete, right?
Right. Like,
and that's the beauty about music, too, is at least with music, and you can, actually experiment with it more and more when you perform it live. The way you perform the songs tonight was completely different than what's, the permanent track that's laid down.
Yes.
And I think that's awesome. And that's the beauty about being able to tour and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Spexton Fine Jewelry.
Cherry tree, book out.
out when Linko's around.
Every Mexican's in a role that's suspicious, I guess. I want to thank my fellow Mexicans, the ones who came before and built this incredible, unique nation. Thank you very much.
Bring it back. Hey, hey. Freaky like a fruit, break me up like a granada. Bite the stigma out, wash it down with horchata. Jarritos on deck, tamarindo is the best. Abrao o bacalo, that's me. Swing like Fernando, I'm talking Valenzuela. Sting like a bee en el jardín de mi abuela. We have it down, and now you asking for some. Échate pa' atrás, tú no tienes lo que tengo yo. Échate, échate pa' atrás, tú no tienes lo que tengo yo. Hey. Échate, échate pa' atrás, tú no tienes lo que tengo yo. Échate, échate pa' atrás, tú no tienes lo que tengo yo.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Tu Casa Realty.
Woo!
Woo!
So you guys have won, actually. This is the first time you have performed at the Woody Guthrie Center, and yet you are a Woody Guthrie Award winner, correct?
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, the Oklahoma Gazette. It was like 2 years ago.
2015, yeah.
Was it 2015?
I thought it was
2016. Oh my goodness. It doesn't matter. We're lit, and we got the Woody Guthrie Award.
We're lit.
And it was really cool because it was like, of course, a tribute to Woody Guthrie. And we were.
Because of his salsa music.
Right. Exactly.
He was Latino. You know?
He was Latino.
100%.
And so it was really amazing. It was actually Edgar Cruz, who is an amazing guitarist. He had been winning it for 10 years prior to me and us. And we came in the scene, and we took it from him. Yeah. Yeah.
He's great. He's great, though. He's great.
No, he's great. He's amazing. He's amazing. But it was interesting because when I was little, my mom and I used to go watch him perform downtown OKC. And then just for him to hand me the award, it's just really amazing.
And tell me about, you played actually, I forget when it was, but it was not too long ago. You actually played
at the Kennedy Center. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, it was amazing. The way that happened, our song got featured on NPR, Gardenias.
Which they didn't play because they hate me.
Yeah, that's Juan's favorite. That's Juan's favorite, but we just wanted to play new stuff.
Yeah, there's so many recordings of it already.
And yeah, you just listen to it on Spotify. Or buy it 100 times. You should do that, please.
And the coordinator of the Kennedy Center heard our song on the radio. And it was so funny because she said she didn't know what I was saying. But she was like trying to get the lyrics, and she got Gardenias, and she typed in Gardenias. And somehow she found us because she had missed like when they presented Linka next. Yeah. So she did a lot of hard work to get us, and then she emailed me. Tell me why that email was in my spam folder for 2 weeks. Ooh. And one day I was just like, oh, I'm going to check my spam folder. You know, I'm bored. And then I saw it, and I'm like, the Kennedy Center. This is a joke. This Gmail. Is not real. It was, yeah, Gmail. Blame Gmail. Anyway, and I emailed her back. I said, hey, I just saw this. She was like, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you would have answered, like, a year later, she said, like, we want you to perform here. So it was amazing. It was an amazing experience. And we're planning on going back there again soon.
And I love that. The what's the line?
Can we do translate it?
Can we? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we do that? Okay.
I'll speak a little English for y'all. After all, I am bilingual. I bet you dying to know what I'm saying. But hey,
I'll let you
Google translate it.
Missed a beat there, Juan.
No, that's always such a good song to perform because the whole song's in Spanish, and I talk about the experience of my family and everything my parents did for me to, you know, be born here in the U.S. and have the life that I have and be able to perform at the Woody Guthrie Center, and all these things truly is because of my parents, really. And so, well, I worked hard, of course, but, you know, they're the ones that instilled that in me at a very young age. So I talk about that in my music. But it's all in Spanish. And, you know, my professors at ACM used to give me advice when I went to ACM, saying, like, you know, you're in Oklahoma, you gotta speak in English. Like, people, you know, mainly people in Oklahoma speak English. I'm like, have you been to the South Side? But okay. And so I took his advice a little bit, right? I sang the song in Spanish. But then I threw in, you know, I'll speak a little English for y'all, you know. And then at the end, I ended like, I'll let you Google translate it. And it's really interesting because the audience always is like, oh, we're just speaking English.
For two seconds.
And then they're like, ah, damn it. Like, they get upset. But it's part of the fun, you know. It's like, you know, I gave you a little bit, you know, but I'm going to go back to, you know, my culture. And it's okay. And, you know. Half the time, people are dancing anyway. They love it.
That's the thing.
You know?
It's not even about the words. It's about the music. Music is an international language.
Exactly.
No matter what.
And
that was, for me, one of the important reasons I wanted you on the show is because as a first-generation U.S.-born citizen, I was like, for me, I felt that connection and stuff about that, you know, those barriers that we put up, between, and especially nowadays, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I thought it was super important to have somebody who is bilingual like that who just so perfectly intermingled both feelings and both genres, you know, in one sound, I thought was super important. So, you know, plus I dig it.
Yeah, thank you. And
that was really good.
It's really fun to structure it out and you know, follow that formula, but also, you know, stick to what we like to do and what I like to say. Like, I like to talk about real issues, you know, that are going on. I like to be... Well, I'm personal, but then by default, it becomes political, you know? And that's also a thing, you know? Really, it being personal means that it's political. It being political means that it's personal. You know, I think people of color can understand what I mean by that. So it's just really fun to challenge my audience, but also make it cute, make it fun, you know? That's like the best challenge for me. That's what I like to do.
Well, Woody Guthrie was never political.
That never.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Tulsa Music Awards.
It's an honor to be here tonight.
Diosa de la fruta, ¿qué pasa, qué pasa, qué pasa? Pues, ¿qué espera? Mi gente trae cadenas. ¡Hey! They have been missing all along. I know reality is sad sometimes, but if you take a bite of mine, you can see why I'm always so high as a kite. Da da dee da, da da dee da. Hey, saborea lo rico de mi tierra. Lo rico de mi tierra. Juan, are you feeling this? Got the Latino flavor. Hey. Tienen de mango.
Mango, mango, mango.
Pasará primavera, verano, otoño a invierno, bailando por la sala cada día de semana. Abre la ventana para que entre la luz en esta casa azul. Güero, aprende el español para que me puedas hablar en el lenguaje del amor. Give it up for Salvador Chavez on guitar.
Mango, 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 mango.
Saborea lo rico de mi tierra. Saborea lo rico de mi tierra. Saborea, saborea. Saborea lo rico de mi tierra.
Muchas gracias.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Andolini's Pizzeria.
Audience questions. Audience questions. Anybody have any audience questions? We have a couple of minutes left here with Linka. Yes, sir, you right there in the black shirt.
How long have you lived in Oklahoma? Born and raised or just for a little while?
No, I actually was born in Eagle Pass, Texas, right on the border of Mexico. And then we moved to Dallas when I was a baby. And then till I was like 3 years old, 4 years old, and then I moved to Oklahoma. So I've been here almost my whole life, definitely. Yes. Thank you.
In the back with the beard.
A.
Am I crazy? Did you not raise your hand?
Well, I have no beard, but I am in the back.
Do you not have a beard?
No beer.
Oh. Shadow.
She said it earlier, we're lit, so.
Well, now it's all right. I had a beard once.
That's what I was thinking of.
There was a lot of gray.
He obviously knew that.
So I shaved it off.
Oh. You should grow it back.
Grow it back.
Yeah, sure looks good. No. But all I right, can grow ahead. A beard, like a Bin Laden beard. But
What's your question?
Well, the question is, I had the question first, actually. Trump by this guy. You said you listened to the greats.
Yes.
And what's your list of greats?
My list of greats? I'll start.
Yeah, name three.
Ooh.
We can't name 10.
That's hard. Well, okay, I grew up listening to Juan Gabriel. Definitely an artist that inspired me. I'm not sure if you know of Juan Gabriel, but he's a Mexican icon, honestly, so grew up without my parents. And then, of course, Michael Jackson, and I know Dan, the Beatles, right? Well, I don't want to speak for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
You can keep going. You say yours.
Marvin Gaye, James Brown. Who else? I don't know. A lot of new stuff. But
For me, I'd say Calle 13. And
sorry.
Joan Sebastian.
Yes.
And Daft Punk.
Yes,
a lot of Daft Punk.
Yeah, Daft Punk, for sure.
By the way, he used to have like this giant fro and all in these pictures that I love and miss.
I miss his.
I was very disappointed when he showed up looking like that.
Yeah. Damn, roast.
I'll give you some of mine.
Is this a roast?
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with Juan. Let's roast Juan.
Dude, you should see pictures of me as a little kid. I look like you took Alien from Aliens. And you put that head on the baby kid's body.
Was that today?
As a little kid. No. Well, yeah. I stopped growing in the fourth grade, but I look like I'd fall over because I turned sideways and my head looked like that. Anyway, sorry. Nothing to do with anything. Yes, sir.
Not that you guys need it, but I'm curious. Have you guys ever considered adding another band member?
Oh, yeah,
Sure. Yes, we have.
Definitely.
It's hard to balance the chemistry and stuff.
Yeah, it's really hard to have someone that is really down for touring and, you know, it gets really hard at points. And so, you know, being able, are they a core member or really write music with us or are we just going to hire them to play?
Right.
You know, usually the people that we want them to be core members, they just want to play. You know, pay me and play, and the people that we want to come and just fill in, hey, play this, they want to be core members. So it's hard. So I'm really thankful we get along so well, and the plan is, yeah, have one more band member we're trying to.
Yeah, I think we three, like, really cover all the bases anyway, you know? Yeah. So it's like we don't need another writer in the band. I mean, there's already enough fighting for ideas. So, yeah, we don't need that. But, yeah, I think we do want to do it someday, like a keyboardist and
live.
Full-time bassist.
Or, like, a percussionist, too.
Yeah.
Yes. I've seen some of your performances with a sax, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Our friend Jonathan Elizondo, actually.
Jonathan,
no relation. Yeah.
We're primos. We say we're primos all the time. His last name is Elizondo. My last name is Elizondo. But we're not related. But, you know, all Latinos are related. So.
By the way, did you hear how fast she said that last line?
Yeah. I forget. So, yeah, he's an amazing sax player. He plays with us live.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he might be part of our
he's
core
very,
band.
He's very talented. Keyboards and everything. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Dos Bandidos.
All right, we have one last song for you guys, and it's called Chicana Baby, and I talk about being a Chicana in Oklahoma and how interesting it is, challenging, but overall, I honestly love it. I love it. I really do. Hey! Dale. La reina, la dueña, la chicana, la que baila cada día de semana, la que no le cayó la marihuana, me echo una de piña y dos de calabaza, marinero que se fue a fumar y marimar para ver lo que podía ver y ver y ver, y lo único que pudo ver y ver y ver fue el fondo de la mar y marimar. Hey. Sabe bien la chicana, sabe bien la chicana.
La chicana sabe bien, la chicana sabe bien. Sabe bien, la chicana sabe bien, la chicana. La chicana sabe, la chicana sabe bien. Give it up for Dan Ashford on drums, everybody. Hey, hey. What happened to that? La lana de la American. We care about the many, but the money clap back. Ahí viene la chicana que también es americana. As a matter of fact, la boromnia means it. No deja su. If you ain't gonna do shit, then please take a seat. En la tierra que es tuya y es mía. Hey. When I say Tulsa, you say Little Jam. Tulsa, 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 hey, hey. Oh, baby, baby, hey. Sabe bien la chicana, sabe bien la chicana. Hey, la chicana sabe bien, la chicana sabe bien. Hey, sabe bien la chicana, sabe bien la chicana. La chicana sabe bien, la chicana sabe bien. Hey, hey, I'm a Mexicana in Oklahoma, the reddest state, plenty of melanoma. I'm a Mexicana in Oklahoma, I'm a Mexicana in Oklahoma. Oh, Mexicana in Oklahoma, the reddest state, plenty of melanoma. Oh, Mexicana in Oklahoma, I'm a Mexicana in Oklahoma. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Oklahoma Distilling Company.
Well, I am very sad, but I have to say good evening.
We're not leaving.
I do. It's very sad for me because I actually enjoyed that very much. But for real, guys, it was such an honor to have you on here. And we had talked about having them on season 3, but as soon as I heard them, I was just like, I had to squeeze them into season 2 right away because they're already touring California and New York, and they're already exploding, so I think it's just a matter of time. We wouldn't have been able to get them, so I had to squeese them in right away.
Thank you for having us.
It's
amazing.
Talent is talent, whatever age it is, and you guys just blow my mind. And audience, I think they blew your mind too.
Thank you so much.
So thank you. Thank you once again, everybody, for tuning in to Tulsa Little Jam. We're available on Prime, YouTube, Facebook, and the world. TulsaLittleJam.com, our website. All proceeds from our tapings go to school music programs. So without you guys, we wouldn't be here again as well for season 2. And we also recently announced season 3, as I just kind of subtly plugged in there as well. So. We're very psyched, and it was such an honor to have you. So thank you once again for Linka, everyone.
Thank you.
This episode featured Linka, hosted by Juan Reynoso. Executive producer, Carlos Moreno. Writer, producer, director, Juan Reynoso. Cinematographer, Lyndon Alvarez. Lighting designer, Bradley Cook. Swing, Kyle Johnson. Camera operators, Lyndon Alvarez, Bradley Cook, Mark Rains, Johnny Guerrero, Jason Gear.
Technical director, sound recordist, and mixer, Ken Llewellyn.
Edited by Brian Hicks. Production assistance by Graciela Moreno. Special thanks to Woody Guthrie Center, Tully Bowman, Jerry Wofford, Sam Flowers, Molly McCown, Dina Stafford McLeod, Jennifer Moreno, Karen Lacey,